everyone. This is Tamara at Ed Talk, and I am so excited for our guest today. And the reason I am so excited, because I always say I'm excited about our guests because I just love having guests on the show. But I have to explain to you about Kathy Rodriguez before I turn it over to her. She is the founder and creator of Safe Space Staging. Now, when I first met her, I thought she did things for the stage, like for drama and theater. Boy, was I wrong. She actually creates staging. So it is like a stage, but it is a very individualized stage for children to help them understand more about the sights, sounds, and just the objects within a dentist office or a doctor's office or even a hairstylist or a barber. Anyway, what she does is she really helps neurodiverse children to feel safe, the safe space staging, and feel safe in these new atmospheres. And this is unique, this is amazing, and this is much needed. So I am going to turn it over to Kathy Rodriguez and the founder of Safe Space Staging. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God, what an amazing introduction. I feel so special. Thank you.
I'm so excited. You are special. You are.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to share what Safe Space Staging is with your audience. It's so exciting.
Well, tell us a little bit, first and foremost, what led you to create Safe Space Staging?
Well, the inspiration came from my son. He is in the spectrum, and he inspired me to create Safe Space Staging. One of the things with him, it was he was having a really challenging time when we would change environments, especially environments that are sensory overload. And so, you know, as a parent, we're always trying to see how we can help our kids. And my background was retail and merchandising. And so I go, what can I do that with what I know how to do? And so we had some challenging times going to the dentist and the hairdresser. And one of them, I came home and I said, you know what? There's something I can do. And so I used my artsy side and I started creating, because, you know, the world is our stage. That's how I like to say the world is our stage. And so I said, well, I will create the stage for my son and he likes to play. I love reenacting. And, you know, I think deep down, I must have been an actress or wanted to be an actress.
I can see that.
Former of some kind. So, you know, and he kind of got that whole thing from me too. Play, pretend play. And, you know, one thing I learned with pretend play, kids learn a lot.
Absolutely. So
I started creating these stages in my living room. Like he would go to bed and mommy went at it, trying to create different things like the hair salon and order things through Amazon, and we became real good friends. And I would start ordering little things and then obviously creating things myself. And when he would come to the room, it would look like a dentist's office. But not only that, I would make sure I took some of the skills that I learned in retail. It's like you go to a store and it feels like Christmas. Another time it feels like Valentine's. So I made sure the smell was there, that the textures that were used in that space was there, that the lighting was there. I did introduce it little by little because sometimes the child, you know, it could become overwhelming like it becomes overwhelming to us. Absolutely. So if I knew that something was like in the dentist's office, there's a lot of lighting. So maybe on the first day that we played with the stage, I didn't put all the lighting. And so that's how Safe Space Staging started. I would start staging for him all the different environments that we would come across that were challenging.
So let me understand. So even for the dentist office, so it's not just like here's some play toys about the dentist. You said lights, you said smells. So, and from what we've kind of discussed before, I want to understand. So do you have actual dentist, like legit dentist objects there in the little staging area for them to experience?
Yes, because you know what? I learned quickly that our kids are very smart. They know the difference between a toy and a real item. Mm-hmm. So they know that. So yes, it was incredibly important. I realized quickly that we use realistic pieces that look just like the real thing, if not the actual real item.
Do you have the chair? Like the dreaded dentist chair?
I have the chair so much that I remember I had someone come and do a delivery at home and they thought I was a dentist. They go, oh, you do dental work at home? I'm like, well, that's a compliment, but you do not want me working on your teeth. I have the sink, the working sink. I have the chair. I have the lighting. I have the cape, the x-ray cape, you name it, we have it. So I provide just as if they were walking into your dental office.
That's amazing. And I think it's so vital as an educator. I just see how this can prepare students so they do not have the anxiety when they go into a real dentist office. They already have the knowledge. They already have experiences. It's not overwhelming and ominous. This is just amazing. Now, so do you take this to people's homes? Do you take it to events? How do you share this with others so that they can sign up to have their children experience this?
All of the above.
Okay.
We come to the child's home. We come to the child's school, indoor playgrounds, therapy centers, anywhere there's a need. We can bring it because all the pieces are temporary and mobile. So we bring it to the child.
So that's amazing. I think I saw you at, you said indoor playground. I know you've been at some, and I know you've gone to some micro schools as well, but you just said therapist so that you can actually work with the child's therapist.
Absolutely. The most important is that we work with the therapist, because we provide the staging, we provide a small guide, but the therapist is the person working with the child, and they know the child best. So they will work with the need of the child, what it is that the child is having sensory overload with, but we encourage working together with the therapist.
Okay. Absolutely.
And one of the reasons that also we don't have the child come to us is because the child doesn't know that it is make-believe. If they go to a center, they think that, well, that's a real dentist. But if we come to where the child goes, that'd be their school, their playground, they know the pieces are real, but they also know they can remove one of those layers of anxiety because they know nothing really is going to happen. They get to play and put on their lab coat themselves.
I think that's really important to note that it needs to start off in a place that they already feel safe in. Because if it's a new and strange place, that's one layer. Like you said, that's a layer all into itself, just going to a new place. So the fact that you are taking it to whether it's their house or indoor playground or their school, it's hopefully it's a place that they've been at several times before, right? So we don't want it to be like their first day of school and you show up as well the first time. But we're talking about places that they are familiar with. They have found safety there. And then you go there and you're working in tandem with, like you said, their therapist or their parents. That's awesome. That's really a wonderful service you're offering.
Thank you. Neat.
And, tell us a little bit, if people want to get in touch with you, where are you located and how can they, you know, take advantage of your services?
Well, they can find us on social media. We're on all the platforms of social media. And also we have our website. You can follow us, visit our website for information. We are in South Florida, but We can also provide our service as we're working with therapists and indoor playgrounds in school in any other state. We can still work with you. So it's not just, you know, to South Florida, you know, but we can help you in any state you're located.
Well, that's true because you, well, maybe I need to back up a bit, but I know you're helping with one of the retreats that you and I are both part of, the Neurodiverse Learning Retreat coming up in Houston. And that's actually how we met, was the very first Neurodiverse Learning Retreat and Conference. And you were just thinking about this concept, right? Or you had it floating around in your head.
It was an itsy bitsy little baby at that point.
And I think you have, well, through that conference, you met a lot of different people that gave you a lot of great ideas. And so you're not just, if correct me if I'm wrong, you have stories and games that go along with it to take away some of that fear and anxiety for, you know, the dentist, the doctor, the hairstylist, whatever. Tell us a little bit more.
We are finishing the details on a game board so that you're able to really get the same feeling the child will have, the same sensory, the smell, the touch, everything, but on a game board. So let's say a micro school or teachers want to work with their student. The student can have the game board on their end and the teacher can work with them. So we're finishing that detail. So it'll be available. Definitely when we go to Houston, it will definitely be available. So they must come visit us at the retreat. And they can provide them with one of the game boards. It'll be great.
That'll be awesome. That'll be amazing. So if they're all around the nation or even international, because I know we have a few international listeners or more than a few, but it would be great if they come out and visit us October 2024. So, and they can visit you and they can sign up for a session. Is that what I'm understanding? They can actually sign up for their child to have a session to experience safe space staging. Are you going to have maybe it's too early to ask this question, but are you going to have you really focus on the dentist and doctor, because those are two, we know from research and we know from past history that that's where a lot of neurodivergent learners really have anxiety and dread about going to the dentist and the doctor, because there are so many sounds and smells and it's very overwhelming. And the same thing with the hairstylist, right? The noise. And again, we're back to the smells and that sensory overload. Are you going to have all three stations? Are you going to reveal a new one? Are you like, where are we at here? And how?
My idea is to have all three of them. And then I'm working on a very special one that I'm very excited. And it's another one that it's requested by many parents and therapists. So I'm definitely going to see if I can provide them all. So they'll have to just stay tuned and follow us for more information.
Awesome.
On the special release.
So your website, is it safe? And your social media, is it just Safe Space Staging? Is there any other numbers? Or
you can find us through Safe Space Staging or Safe Space Staging for Kids. They both bring you to the website. Okay.
Is it .com, .net, .org?
.com.
.com. So safespacestaging.com or safespacestagingforkids.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure I get that out there. And we'll put that also online and social media as well. So I really appreciate that you are here today. I am really excited to see where this leads and to see how many people that you get to serve. I mean, you are really providing an amazing service. And I just want to say thank you. There's nothing out there that I have seen that's even remotely like you. And it is very much a niche, and it's not something that is easy to put together. And I know you're doing a great service to many, many children and families. So thank you for doing this.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm super excited to get Safe Space Staging out to the community and let them know that they have a place to go to help their child with their sensory needs.
Absolutely. It's awesome. Is there anything else you want to share with the audience and let them know about before we go? Put you on the spot there.
I'm like, no, so definitely, you know, feel free to reach out to us if they have any questions. We will custom make staging for them too.
Okay.
So if there's something that the child has a particular sensory overload need about, if they're going, for example, a theater and they get sensory overload, you know, I can help them with creating a stage just for that particular environment. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely cater to the child's needs because every child is different. We're all different.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's great. I didn't know you customized. That is really important because that's really helpful because, you know, the saying in autism is if you meet one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. So it's really great that you're helping out. And it's not, I think that's something else as well is we talk a lot about sensory needs with people with autism, but it really can help all children, especially if they're anxious about going to these places or maybe a family has had difficult experience. You know, you go the first time, the kid has a meltdown, they want to leave. And sometimes you're not even realizing that, you know, the smells can be something that has set them off. And you think they're just acting up, but really they're just trying to escape because it's so unfamiliar and overwhelming to them. So it's breaking it in slowly and gently and explaining to them what they need. So it's fantastic. Again, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing how you grow, how you expand, and how we help educate everyone about just needs in general. So thank you, Kathy. Have a magnificent day. And we will post everything online. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Of Ed Talk with Tamara. We want to thank our sponsor, Infinite Learning Academy at ilafamily.com. They have free consultations. Just go to their website and look at all of the available courses they have at ilafamily.com. We'll see you next time, or you'll hear us next time on our next episode of Ed Talk. Keep on learning.